Hey, Jeff, I'm doing great.
Excellent. Now, you're going to be at the Benton Civic Center this Saturday performing live on stage. Can you tell us, at least to begin with, without, of course, giving away too many secrets, what the show's going to be all about?
Absolutely. The show's like a rock concert meets a magic show. So it's very much different than what you expect if you're thinking about cliche magic, like rabbits out of hats. But it's an exciting kind of next-level show with a lot of production elements, lighting, sound, that kind of thing, and some really cool illusions that make huge objects appear, disappear, interact with the crowd, read minds. So it's a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. Now, I have to say, I was doing some research, and I found your appearance. Now, I love the show Penn & Teller Fool Us. I watch that show whenever I can. I had not seen your episode until a couple of days ago, the episode that you were on. And while I won't reveal here whether you fooled Penn & Teller or not, which is the key to the show, the magicians come on and they're supposed to be able to fool Penn & Teller. I won't reveal if you fooled them or not. I'll tell you what, though. You absolutely fooled me. I don't have any idea how you did what you did.
That's funny. Yeah, they asked me to do that tomorrow on WGN for the morning show, and I had to think back. So I actually just finished going back and watching that. I haven't seen that since it aired. Actually, even part since we filmed it. And I'll tell you what, it actually fooled me because I forgot how I did it when I just watched it right now. So I guess that I can do the show Fool Me.
And that was, you had said, I remember you said on the show, if I don't know if you recall, but you said you essentially had invented that trick. Is that right?
I did. I invented the trick. And then when they won on the show, I made it even more complicated and more complex to add different layers to it. So that's the fun of the art form of magic is it's not like a song where there's just the notes and it's just that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I might even change a trick as I'm performing it live on stage based on the audience. And that's the cool part too about not just magic, but a live show where you're not just watching it through the screen, but you're involved in it from beginning to start and all the way to the end of the show. You're actually playing a part, a role in how the show develops.
That's interesting. So it's not essentially, you're not a cover band by any means in that way. You're almost doing improv sometimes.
Yeah, literally. I stop the show sometimes and I just take requests or take questions and the show just develops from there. So it's like a rock concert in a way that there's big things as if there's a single, you know, out on the radio.
Right.
But in the next moment, just like an artist can bring it to the front of the stage for an acoustic, something, you know, number, something more connecting to the crowd. I try to do that same thing with the audience.
Reza, once again, the Edge of Illusion Tour. He will be at the Benton Civic Center this Saturday night. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster.com. Normally, they're $17 per ticket, but we've got a deal for you. If you use the code CILFM, you can get those tickets for $12. It'll be absolutely well worth the money. Reza, thank you so much for giving us some time to talk to us today, and we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Likewise. I've enjoyed the conversation. Look forward to seeing you in Benton.